Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Bernie Havlovic is with us this morning. He's the superintendent of the Armstrong Research Farm, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Wallace Foundation's 24th annual meeting. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Well, good. Thanks so much for the time. 24th annual meeting, and you've been there for all of them, haven't you?
Yes, it has. Time flies when you're having fun, Jim.
Wow. That's a lot of things discussed, a lot of food served, a lot of experiments tried. Some, I'm sure, were wildly successful. Others, probably not so much.
That's true, Jim.
And that's okay. That's what research farms are for.
Exactly. Yep.
Well, let's talk about the annual meeting a little bit. You've got some folks coming in for this annual meeting, which is scheduled for Thursday, March 5th at the Learning Center on the grounds of the Armstrong Research Farm there near Lewis. You got some pretty good stuff put together?
Yeah, I think we do, Jim. And each year we try to feature two speakers in our morning educational part of the meeting, and we try to have somebody talking about a new or a current ongoing experiment at the farm. And then we also try to have somebody talk about an agricultural topic in general, and I think this year we've done very well. The first speaker is going to be Dr. Matthew Helmers. And Matt started a new experiment here on the farm late last fall, and what it is, it's a prairie strip intercropping study, and what it's a follow up to some work that Matt done on the Neil Smith farm in central Iowa, and what it is, it's a portion or a percentage of a corner soybean field is put into fairly narrow 20 to 30 foot wide native prairie strips, and these strips are strategically located on the downslope of a field, and there's also some of the prairie put on the bottom portion of the field where the water exits, and when we've put about 10% of a field into this native prairie, we've seen just some tremendous reductions in field runoff and the amount of sediment that's leaving the field, as far as reducing the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus. We've had figures all the way 80 to 90% reduction in the amount of this runoff. And that's really a good and exciting news for producers.
Well, in addition to helping folks who would be downhill, is there also a cost savings there for the producer?
Well, it's a fairly economical way of meeting some of the requirements that are, are probably going to be taking place as far as reducing runoff from our agricultural fields. And this is not only does it reduce the runoff, but it has a lot of other environmental benefits. Once established, these prairie strips provide excellent habitat for wildlife, pheasants, quail, also other types of songbirds, and not only that, but also a lot of pollinating insects that are having trouble in pollinating some of our fields in recent years.
Wow, sounds like there are a lot of wins in that type of a project. Will this be a long-term project for you then?
Oh, yes, it will. Like I say, we're one of the selected sites around the state, and then there's a lot of an effort being for producers to put this on their farms and try it out as well and see if we can duplicate these types of results that were gotten in the initial studies.
Well, there should be quite a few folks interested in that topic.
One would hope so, Jim.
Yeah, excellent. Well, that's just one, Matthew Helmers. And then you also have David Swenson coming in.
Yeah, David is our ISU Extension economic professor, and he's going to be talking about Iowa's overall economic situation, and not only from an agricultural standpoint, but also from a statewide standpoint in general. And I would guess, and I'm sure, that he'll be talking about things like the upcoming farm program, things like land prices and current grain prices, and what effect that has on the rural economy in this part of Iowa.
He gets to walk into the hornet's nest.
There we go. Will it give a chance to ask questions?
Well, those are always important questions to ask. You know, there's so much being done. Folks sometimes look at this time of the year and think, well, the weather's, it's not good. You can't get out in the field and do a whole lot out there right now to prepare outdoors for the season. But at the research farm, is there ever a slow time of the year?
Well, not really. This time of the year, we're making plans for the coming year. We're working on equipment and working on presentations to give at different types of meetings. And So it's and of course we've got the livestock component of the farm that keeps us busy in, you know, in the cold winter months. So there's always seems like there's something to do, and it keeps things interesting and lively here at a research farm.
Yeah, never really slows down. Now, I know you've got a lot of things planned. You've got those presentations going on. There's a lunch. There's the business meeting and all. But will there be an opportunity for folks to kind of hunt around and see some things at the farm?
Sure. If, you know, the staff is always available, and if somebody's interested in seeing other parts of the farm, just grab one of us and ask, and we'd be glad to, you know, to answer your questions or show anybody around.
Sure. Bernie, why are events like this, the annual meeting, why are these important?
Well, I think they're important, Jim, because it gives area producers a chance not only to learn and to gather information, but equally as important, I think, is it gives them a chance to interact with the researchers, you know, that do these experiments and give them their ideas, suggestions for new research. And it's, you know, the comment I always make is the road goes both ways back from Ames to Atlantic, Iowa. So it gives us a chance to give input as well as to learn what's been done.
Well, and at the end of the day, don't these farms kind of belong to the people in a sense?
Exactly. The Wallace Foundation is made up of producers and agribusiness people in southwest Iowa. So,
do you ever get comments that really spark some good thought at meetings like this that make you think about some other projects you might want to pursue down the road?
Oh, heavens, yes. That happens all the time. You know, we've had a number of experiments that we've done over the years that were spinoffs or were the results of ideas and seeds placed in the minds of people by people coming to the farm and or to meetings. So it happens quite often.
Well, I think we've kind of all talked about that over the years. There really aren't any great ideas. There are solid ideas that are made great when people get together and talk about them.
That's very true. Yes, yeah. I believe that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how the day is structured then. You've got the business meeting in the afternoon. There's a lunch prior to that. We talked about the speakers. When will the day actually start?
The day actually starts. Registration's at 9 a.m., and we'll start the educational part of the meeting at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Our board president, Brent Beerbaum, will welcome everybody, and then we'll go right into the two speakers. But about noontime, we'll stop, have a complimentary light lunch, and that will be followed by a short business meeting of the Wallace Foundation.
Okay. Will there be any take-home materials for folks?
Oh, there always is. There's handouts, there's progress reports that are a summary of the past year's research, both on the farm and off the farm as well. So, and everybody's welcome, Jim, and I always like to mention that you do not need to be a member of the Wallace Foundation to attend this meeting. This is a meeting for everybody in southwest Iowa.
And this is a free event?
It's a free event, yes.
Very good. And for folks who don't know where the Armstrong Research Farm is, I always just tell them hit Highway 6 and look for the signs.
Exactly. It's about 12 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6, or if you're coming from the south, it's about 7 miles north of Griswold, just off of Highway 48.
Excellent. Well, I know you have a presence online, too, at wallacefdn.org. That's Wallace Foundation, fdn.org, if you want to check out more. You can always call the research farm, too, if you need any other information. Folks will be happy to help folks out there as well. Well, we hope to have a great day. Matthew Helmers, David Swenson, they're always interesting speakers. They always have some neat stuff to talk about, and I know the turnout's usually pretty good at these events.
Yeah, and we hope the weather cooperates, and we'll have another nice day in you know, this year.
You betcha. Well, Bernie, thank you so much for all that you do in helping to push agriculture forward. I know you've been doing it a long time, and we appreciate your help here this morning talking about the annual meeting. Good luck.
Thank you. We appreciate it.